Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." Luke chapter 12, verse 32. What consoling words the Lord has for us in today's gospel, and what fitting words to all of us, the parish community here at San Pedro, the Oblates of the Virgin Mary, and me, as we begin a new chapter in our life of faith and in service to the Lord and one another. A few weeks ago, we heard in the gospel that the disciples, seeing Jesus in prayer, asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." And he responded, "When you pray, say, Father." The Lord's Prayer, so simple and familiar, unites all Christians throughout the world and throughout the ages. And every time we pray it, our voices and hearts are joined with the heart and voice of Jesus in praise of God our Father. At the same time, Jesus gives to our hearts a share in his own love for the Father, his complete trust and dependence on the Father's love, and his zeal to carry out his Father's holy will. In the bulletin this week is a photo of our oblate seminarians, men who have experienced the Father's love and are eager to share in Jesus' mission of sharing that love with others. I had the privilege of walking with these men as rector of our seminary before being assigned to serve in the Diocese of Venice last year. Despite my human limitations, the Lord gave me the grace to serve as a spiritual father to these men as they discerned his call in their lives. Now, as I begin a new ministry as pastor here at San Pedro, I'm delighted to do so along with my brother Oblates of the Virgin Mary. Soon I'll be joined by the recently ordained Father Nate Marzoni. As a family of faith, we continue to walk forward confidently and without fear, firmly rooted in the love of God the Father. The concerns of this world and our human weaknesses are real, but they fade in light of the Father's surpassing love, made known to us in Christ Jesus.